listening to The Frank Beckman Show on News Talk 760 WJR.
Now, where's the time going? Almost 10 o'clock already. Let's bring in Ken Braun from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, our favorite think tank, right here in the state of Michigan. Ken and the Mackinac Center have been putting more pressure on state government to be more transparent, and they've gotten some cooperation. Attorney General Mike Cox has got his budget up online as much as he can anyways, and now Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land is doing the same after the Mackinac Center asked her to do it. Ken Braun is the Mackinac Center for Public Policy Analyst specializing in fiscal and budgetary issues, joins us here this morning. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Frank. Nice to chat with you.
Good of you to join us. You're making some progress here.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. The Secretary of State, we went and asked her, and she put up the most comprehensive list of expenditures that any state department has done to date. It's an 80-plus page document that you can look up every travel voucher per employee and all of the maintenance costs and everything else you might be interested in, where the money's going in the Secretary of State's office is right there on her website, and we have it linked on our showmichiganthemoney.org website as well.
Well, you've got a couple of departments up there now, but we've still got a ways to go before we can match the federal government or our favorite here on the Frank Beckman Show, what they do in Missouri, where they prove they are the show me state. They show people everything they spend there.
That is our model. In fact, that's when I went to speak with Secretary Land's people. I put that out in Missouri specifically as the here's what we'd like to where we'd like to go, and they said we're very familiar with it. We'd like to get there too. There's a lot of obstacles in Michigan government to getting there, but we'll go as far as we can. You know, we think we can.
What obstacles? Why should there be any obstacles here?
Well, the governor and the Department of Information Technology claimed that it the mainframe computer that was purchased back in the 1980s would require a whole lot of rejiggering to get new software and stuff.
Is that true?
Well, you know, to the extent that it's true. Look, we got a 21st century jobs fund. I think it's time we stopped having an 18th century reporting requirement. So,
amen to that. I can't believe that's a new one. I have not heard that before. When Lisa Webb Sharp's been here from the Department of Management and Budget, she has not given us that explanation that the computers aren't good enough. Hey, Ken, we'll talk about this further as you keep moving ahead. Congratulations.
Thank you much, Frank.
More transparency, good for all of us.